There's no such thing as a free lunch. This skeptical statement goes all the way back to the early 1800s, but perhaps not to the place we might expect, not to the Capitol Rotunda or the boardroom dining area or wherever else we may think favors are asked, but actually to a stool and some snacks and another round. The marketing free lunch ploy began at a bar, the salty freebies hoping to encourage patrons to drink up. There's no such thing as a free lunch, the bar tab always seemed to reveal. And yet, we keep looking for it, that magical word, free, the most marketable word in any language. Think about our gospel readings these last few weeks. They are driven by Jesus's free food delivery. We have our current passages because the crowds went across the Sea of Galilee. They got into boats or walked around the perimeter, all for a second helping. Free food has a pull. And it's not just loaves and fish, peanuts and pretzels, Costco samples on aisles 32 and 34. We like to eat freely, have our fill, and leave before any check comes in all sorts of areas of our lives. I think our use of media, traditional print or television, the newer social variety. I connect to the world through posts or news items that I choose. Have many connections, but few real connection. Filled with information, but emptied in many ways. Together, but alone. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Alongside the crowd, we wrestle with this today, not looking with skeptical eyes, but searching for ways that we can move to something more precious, more costly, more satisfying. Jesus' attempt to move the conversation from a recipe swap meet to a redemption revelation has not gone over well today. Murmur is the word our text uses, others translating it as grumble. The Greek is even better. The crowd's reaction comes from the word gongudzo, which is not a few smaller words strung together as it often is in Greek. It's an onomatopoeia, a word imitating a sound in nature. In this case, the squawking of birds. The crowds come as a flock of birds looking for food. Not finding their crumbs, they begin squawking at Jesus, circling, murmuring. Jesus did not come to offer bread acceptable just to people and birds alike. We usually don't invite them into our churches, thrown out to be consumed by any and all. He came for more than this. The free lunch does not just send them back out onto their separate ways. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. As the crowd squawks for the quicker, more superficial meal, Jesus restates last week's message and deepens it. I am more than a bread provider. I am life. Now, and forever. There's no such thing as a free lunch, it seems, as Jesus demands belief to enjoy what is truly precious, what will truly satisfy. Put another way, Jesus wants to move from the exterior to the interior, from the superficial to the meaningful. It's not enough to float on the last row of the crowd, to have your little bit and then go on your way. Jesus wants to offer much more if you allow him to take hold, to pull on your heart much more than your stomach. So what does this mean for us? For one, I think it's to admit that all these free lunches we think we consume Always we stay superficial or exterior, spend our days looking for the next thing to consume. That all actually does come with a cost. Maybe not an upfront one, but a cost still. The cost of busyness, of overstimulation, of fragmented relationships. Am I satisfied? That's the disquieting question we bring to God's altar today, offering it next to the bread of life, a bread that is costly, in that it encourages us to make Jesus the center part, the one who takes our fragments and makes us whole, the only one who can fully satisfy. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus offers, and the crowd squawks. May we spend ourselves looking for much more than the next free lunch. May we move to something more precious, more costly, more satisfying.